Radio Digeo Potenza Picerno. Tecnici in onda.
Hi everyone, I'm Giuseppe from Class 4C Chemistry. On May 25th, I took part in the online meeting of the Erasmus, Self-Trust in Using Technology. The theme was our magazine Digitales and Digistories. The meeting was attended by Spain, Turkey, Poland and Romania. Today I will talk to you, trying to give you some advice about how to write a good blog and how to make it more appealing. It's the first time I speak English in front of all these people, so sorry if I make any mistakes. I start by telling you that a well-structured blog posting will catch the reader's attention. Our Erasmus project includes for the dissemination of the activities, the creation of a digi-magazine that collects digitales and digi-stories. For a better contribution to this magazine, each school has to create an editing room with teachers and students that can choose the contents relating the project, select the images or videos, revise the draft of all articles written and proposed by students involved in the project, and post the article on the magazine. We advise you some important tips to be followed to write effective and interesting articles. 5 blogger hacks. First, know your audience. Know your audience is so important. It sounds simple, but so many writers put finger to keyboard before thinking about who they are trying to reach. Before drafting content, ask yourself the questions. Who is my primary audience? Is it possible that a primary audience can influence and inform a secondary audience? For example, if your audience is mostly formed by students, try to offer and develop ideas and news that might interest you more. The ultimate goal is to get to the teachers or even the parents, so you will reach a wider audience. Second, write short and use keywords. Communication must also be decided by taking into account the likely readers, but the style that is more functional in a blog is formed by a synthetic language with the use of keywords that highlight the gist of it. So let me get this straight, try not to write long and complex sentences. The division into sub-paragraphs is also important. Give the blog posting a title that will catch the reader's eye. This is the first thing they see and will help them decide if it is interesting. Put the main point in the first paragraph. This is the first thing readers will read and it will make it them want to read on. Try to write in a friendly, informal style. Use the first singular I and try to include reference to your own contents and teaching experience. Think about your readers and what they can learn from your experience. Third, insert multimedia. To make the reader experience more appealing, I recommend using images, videos, cartoons, or why not a scene into which posts a dedicated song. In order to create a community, remember to enter at the end of the post a question to know about their opinions. Try to question your reader and ask you to their response to what you have written. Always be polite, respectful of other culture and opinions, and informative. It is necessary to thank to all of the readers to return to your blog all the times they want for building a united community. Try to write in what you have done with your students, any new ideas you have tried out, any problems you have had or know how you have resolved them, any insight you gained, good research you try out. Recommendation for articles, books, website that you have read on or you found useful, you should be sure to be include information about how you use this or they helped with your teaching and impossible problems that occurred. Reflection on projects you are involved in, such as action research, school magazine, drama project, etc. You can describe the project that it means and how it helped for your students. What you learn from the project, what the next steps are. Useful tips or activities that you have used in your classroom are important. You can describe activity tried in your classroom, describe your students' feedback, report from conferences or training seminars, webinar you have been to. You can outline what you learned from the conference seminar and what you knew inside you have gained, what activity or theories you have heard about how to training will affect the way you teach. Fourth, constancy. I think it's pretty obvious to be constant in publishing if you want to handle a respectable blog. Writing with a precise time, the readers will approach the blog with more interest, making those readings a pleasure and habit. At the beginning of the week, try to write an outline or schedule with all the posts to publish, so it will be easier. Fifth, bibliography. Remember that giving credit is very important, so if you take inspiration from anywhere, quote the authors, respecting intuition and honesty and the work of others. Okay, I'm done. I want to thank everyone for the attention and help, that everything is clear and that you will find all that advice useful.